do you grow turnips around here?
I don't.
What do you call corn that's just shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
What's that? Y'all have these little animals around here that look sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller. And it just runs along the ground, and it has darker stripes along its body. It's about this big, and it eats nuts like a squirrel, but it's smaller. It just runs along the ground and hides. It has a little flat tail. Ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
No, it's along on top of the ground.
It's got dark brown stripes and a light brown stripe.
Yeah, it's sort of light brown with little dark.
We don't have any of them right here, I don't think.
What's an animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and smells bad?
Polecats.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have any of those around here?
Quite a few.
Do people ever eat those?
Some people do, but I can eat them stinking things.
Well, I suppose meat would be too bad.
I don't imagine it would, but this is
the idea. They'll get one and they'll eat it. Said they had the skin and they didn't bury it for 2 weeks or a week or so for you. I would eat that.
What do you call a little animal that's about this big and it just hops along the ground?
Oh, hoppergrass?
Well, no, this isn't a bug, it's an animal, and it goes ribbit.
Oh, how long you say?
It's about maybe this big or this big. No, so it depends
sometimes
on how big it is.
Some
live in
water and some live on land.
Yeah, they're green or brown.
You
know, they eat insects. They have this tongue that comes out and grabs them.
Oh, you talking about a scorpion? A lizard?
No, ma'am. It's a tadpole at first.
Oh, toad frog.
Do toad frogs live on land or in water?
On land.
What do you call the frogs that live in water?
Spring frog.
You go to camp and buy them. Talk about that.
Well, what would you call the frogs? Was the spring frog the little frog that makes sort of a chirping noise?
When it rains.
Yes, ma'am. What kind of frog is that?
Those spring frogs.
Yeah. I didn't know spring frogs live in the water.
Yeah.
Do they really?
They can jump from here to that dough back in.
Or how big are they?
Well, they are small things like that. Then you can get them great big old ones. They live in water with the cold.
Bullfrog.
Which some people, they buy them in cafes and eat them. There you go.
Yeah. What do you call, the toad frogs then live on land?
They live on land.
What do you call the worms that you use for baiting fishing? Just the ordinary worms you use.
What you do what?
The ordinary worms that you use for bait when you go fishing?
Katamas.
I call them, it's a worm of bait.
What do you call the larger worms, the bigger worms that you use for bait? You know, you have the regular earthworms, and you have the bigger worms that people sometimes use.
Still, you don't know that,
because
you're scared.
The wigglers?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if you want to see how to run, you get one of them out there.
How big are those things?
What?
Some of them grow like that.
Yeah.
And about like that.
About 6 inches.
Mm-hmm. And it jumps just like a snake, and I couldn't stand them.
So, what color are they?
They look just like a regular earthworm, but they fall. When you pick one up and hold on that, it look like a hairy, fuzzy.
Ooh.
A skeleton thing.
Yeah. What do you call the bug that sends light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night? You know, you can see it blinking.
The lightning bug.
What
can
it call?
No, she ain't talking to y'all.
An insect with a long, thin body. Filmy wings that flies around over the water.
With the wings?
Yes, ma'am.
Mosquito hawk?
what do you call the insect that builds a nest out of mud? And some people say that it doesn't sting.
Dirt dog.
What do you call the nuts that ripen underground?
Get that stick and put it back.
On the ground.
Yes, ma'am. Underground. Well, people, I think, grow them around here. These nuts.
Oh, it's just in the oven.
What are these?